What's up, St. Louis? It's your host, Marissa Farrell of the SEO Bucket List Show. And today we dropped a great episode for you talking about our new initiative, Bucket List Gives. This idea is how we're going to bring community together to give back to those in need. Stay tuned and look at our website for ideas as to how you can get involved. Hello, St. Louis. Welcome back to the STL Bucket List Show. I am your host, Marissa Farrell.
And I am your other host, Lucas Farrell. And we're excited to be recording this episode, of course, as always, at Half Coast Studios. Matt in the back, always cutting up an amazing episode and being flexible with recording time so we can get these episodes out to you guys on a weekly basis. And then my good friends over at the Regional Arts Commission of St. Louis, they're the largest public funder of arts and arts programs in St. Louis. And they're going to be having some exciting news coming out of ways that they're going to be able to help more artists all across St. Louis and art programs. So guys, stay tuned for that and, you know, support local art. It's important.
Support local art. That's right. So today you just have Luke and I to listen to. We're going to just do a quick, shorter episode for you guys. We are going to try and do a couple more of these just one-on-one episodes, just so you guys can get a little bit more familiar with us and some of the work that we do and things that are important to us. So those will just kind of be sporadic throughout our streamline of other episodes.
Yeah, I agree. So before we get into the content, I kind of wanted to ask you a couple questions, Marissa, okay, if that's okay. So we always ask the question, what is your ideal STL bucket list? You know, so what are a few places if you, let's say it's Saturday and we don't have anything to do, which is very rare, but we've had a couple of those recently.
But trying to.
What is a few of your places, few of your places to eat, few of your places to visit? And I'll see if it matches up with my bucket list.
I like how you're talking to me with your like mic voice. Like you still have like the mic in front of you and you're so professional instead of just talking to me normal. But anyway, if it's a Saturday and we have nothing to do, then we have nothing to do. And I like to keep it that way. I like to be a couch potato from time to time. But it just depends on the weather, I guess. So obviously, you know. No, I love going to the park. I love Forest Park. Sometimes if we don't feel like dealing with the traffic in Forest Park, we'll just go across the street to Tower Grove Park and we'll use our blanket and we always go pick up some mom's deli and get our sandwiches from there and then just get our snackies and just hang out and relax and play frisbee or football and it just chill. That's a fun like fall chill thing I like to do. If we are eating, I don't know. Like I know we have places that we like to go to often, like Yellow Belly we love to go to. We used to go to Vendiset a lot for like fancy occasions, but Vendiset unfortunately just had a fire. So I hope that they're able to make it back around. Charlie Gito's for special occasions, that's great. But I don't know. I guess like a chill night might just be like either going to like a brewery and just like drinking a little bit, playing some games or a wine bar and I guess drinking.
Yeah.
Like having some drinks and chill and talk and yeah.
Sounds interesting.
That's my ideal day if we're doing something, if we have time to do something for fun.
Yeah. And, you know, we have so many events that we like to try to go to for STL Bucket List and just things to do to have fun. But Russell's is one of our favorite spots to walk up to, go eat
Sunday
brunch,
morning breakfast,
grab Rudy's, grab some flowers, some eucalyptus.
Yes.
You know,
got a new bunch in the shower.
But yeah, I think that your bucket list kind of aligns with mine. You know, I do like being go, 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 but there are some nights where it's nice, like last Friday night where we just, you know, watch a movie and end up falling asleep before 10 o'clock.
So nice. Last week was our first week of like nothing on the books. So yeah, we just got, narwhals. Like especially on a Friday night, like we'll probably get a big ass pizza from Pizza Champ and then we'll go get narwhals and then we'll put on our pajamas way too early. Just watch TV or read sometimes, you know.
Yeah, you do more of the reading. So now guys, we've had so much fun with the podcast and we're going to continue to put out episodes every single week. But it's nice to hear from us because we hear from our guests all the time. So, we're 35 episodes in, which is a huge accomplishment. I know Matt knows the stats, but, most episodes fail within the first 20 episodes.
We've been doing this for 6 months now?
Yeah.
6 months.
Yeah. 6 months, every Wednesday. And we try to get a broad, diverse level of guests on here, from business owners, artists, musicians, entrepreneurs. There's so many thriving entrepreneurs in St. Louis that we like to chat with. And
with that said, like, often on our bucket list page, we will like put something in our story of like, who do you guys want to see? I want to see more people commenting on that, just because there's so many amazing people in this city that, like, obviously we don't even know ourselves. And so we make these episodes for the people. And so we want to hear from you guys about, like, who you want to see on the show. We get Nelly all the time. That is going to be a work in progress. But
Yachty,
just like
Albert, like all these like crazy
big
people.
Names, which, yeah, of course that would be awesome to talk to. But just like, if there are some unknown people who are doing amazing things, like, we want to talk to them, because again, like, we've been doing this for 6 months. We have another 6 months to go till we hit that year mark, and then going past that year mark, like, there are so many people just to talk to. So if you know anyone doing great things, like, send us a message, answer our question in the story, give us those recommendations so we can get new people on.
Yeah. So, We've talked to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, tell us about some of your favorite episodes. And I don't want to leave anybody out, obviously, but like, who were some of the episodes where you went home? Cause I know a couple, like, we went home and you were like, that made me feel really good.
Every time we do an episode, I leave with a smile on my face. I'm like, wow, that made me feel so good. Just talking to that person. Like, I feel good. They gave me some new insight on life, or just made me want to be a better person in some way. So I don't even know off the top of my head, like, a favorite or a couple favorites. Like, I really just take a little bit from every single episode. And I know that's like a very broad answer. I just, like, seriously, every person, you know, even from when we very first started, like, talking to Brock and like learning about his passion for art, like, that's inspiring to see someone who's passionate. Mm-hmm. You know, Kevin Limp, when he was talking about just like his family dynamic and what's important to him, like, that was great to hear. Brian Owen, like, just so many people like are doing great things. And so it's inspiring. And I like think about these episodes, and like, we listen to them often as well. And like, every time I'm listening to our episode, I get a whole different perspective than whenever I'm sitting at the table talking to people. So like, even, you know, Maxine Clark, who, you know, that made me feel so good, because I don't get a lot of praise for being a teacher. Not that I'm asking for anyone to pat me on the back, but like, it was just such a genuine appreciation for my career field. And then comparing that to like what she is doing in the real world and her work with nonprofits was inspiring as well. So, you know, just everyone, there's a little bit I think I've taken away from each conversation.
I agree. I know Kevin was one of my favorite ones, just, and obviously Four Hands just being a sponsor of the show,
he's willing to give again, right, like another person.
And that's one thing about St. Louis is, I was at a conference, a nonprofit marketing conference, and they were just saying how the community of St. Louis, comes together for stuff. There's no like competition, especially even with hospitality industry, like where a chef might say, oh no, that I don't like that restaurant, but like, everybody's going to everybody's restaurants, everybody's supporting each other's small businesses. Use social media as a tool, you know, and use that share button and throw stuff in the story if that, you know, little stuff like that can really change small businesses. Mm-hmm. And that was a thing from Tamara Keefe about small businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, don't call them small either. I shouldn't have said that,
yeah,
because
like,
that's somebody's life. A small business is somebody's life. So it should be it's a big business to someone. So, but yeah, we just wanted to kind of do a cool little intro, you know, kind of let you guys know how we're doing. We're 35 episodes in, and I think that our average episode's like an hour. So we've talked to people for over a day and a half in total, which is crazy. So if you go back to number one and listen through, it's going to take you about 40 hours to get through that. So
perfect for long car rides, or you know, less than a half on the way to work, the other half on your way home.
Yeah.
But yeah, we love doing this, and it is just really cool. Again, just like that question you asked me, like, all these new people keep coming to my mind, like Mary and Jeff and like Miley, and like, she just dropped her album and I've been listening to that, and you remember the conversation that we had months ago with her, and like, just so many people just keep coming to my mind of who we talked to last week, Angela, like, mm-hmm. this. And so I guess I'm going to kind of get into our next segment. Just everyone has inspired us and everyone's bringing something to the table with what they're doing in our city. And so, you know, being a teacher, I chose this career path because one, I do truly love kids. Like I love teaching, I love reading, and I love finding new ways to get kids to enjoy that as well. And I love working with teenagers because one, I do have a potty mouth, and so I could not use that with elementary school kids at all. But it's just fun to have real life conversations. And so I care a lot about, you know, preparing my kids to go into the real world and like make a difference, whether that's finding their own passion or, you know, finding a mentor to get them there, whatever it is, I want my kids to be happy and I want them to do well in life. And so I just think, you know, with what makes me happy is just, you know, integrating more into the youth and giving back to the community. And, you know, I talk a lot about my school and how, you know, I work for my dream school district and I stand by that. This is year two and they do amazing things to prepare these students to go out into the real world. One thing that we actually have coming up is something called the Day of Service. And so that's literally training freshmen, sophomores, bringing juniors and seniors out into the community of our area. And they're, you know, working with other nonprofits and getting a sense of just lending a helping hand. And so it's really cool for me to see like the education aspect doing something that I believe in. And so we've been having a conversation, Luke and I, and I was like, I really think, you know, just with the power of social media and like our platform specifically and how much it's grown. Like we love to highlight restaurants, but there's so much more beyond that. And I think like with what I'm seeing a lot lately, and this is not to criticize anyone, but I'm seeing like so much of the same kind of content being thrown out. Like how many reels or posts can I see of the same opening restaurant? You know, it's like, that's great. That is part of the gig. But like, if you have this power, why are we not using it for other things? Like there's more important things than just, you know, just making sure that you're doing it for the right reason. Like, are we helping this not small business, but this new business? And so again, just are we helping the people of our community? So, I think a lot of times around, you know, it's October in the holiday season, people are always in the mood to give more and that's great. And I love that people feel inclined to do so. But like it should be evergreen. There should be a longevity towards that. That should be something that, you're doing on a daily, not just, I'm going to make, you know, a vlog or a reel or something about just this one time of year. So that's kind of why we've been working up some new ideas of just getting more invested and more involved in the community, not just Luke and I, but more so like the team here at Bucket List, because that is part of the mission, is the covering the people, the places, the things, you know, that make St. Louis great. And so highlighting these nonprofit organizations and drawing other community members' attention to it is huge. So do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, kind of the plan of action and
yes,
who we're looking for, things like that?
Yeah, so that was perfectly well said and great. I was kind of just in awe listening to you during that.
I am one with the words.
But basically with STL Bucket List, like, yes, we've built this amazing platform of over 100,000 followers. And sometimes Marissa will be like, you know, remember when we first started and that content that we would post and supporting these drives and anything that was going on, and we would just share and post these great things. We don't want to get away from what made us who we are when we first started. So we're making a commitment heading into 2023 to support nonprofit work. And a way that we're going to be doing that is with a program that we're going to be rolling out called Bucket List Gives. It's super simple. We're not starting a nonprofit. We're not starting a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We just want to use our platform to support other nonprofits. So what Bucket List Gives is basically just using and harnessing our power to help a nonprofit on a monthly basis. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick one. We're going to have people submit. Obviously, we're going to build a whole website on our website where you can submit information and PDF files and mission statements and stuff like that. And we're going to look at it. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to pick a nonprofit each month, and we're not just going to post them. We're going to actually go out. We're going to go get our hands dirty. You know, we're going to go out there and we're going to volunteer. And while we're volunteering, we're going to use that as an opportunity to get content that we can post to encourage other people to volunteer, and maybe even have some people join us and maybe say, hey, we need 10 people.
I would love that.
Yeah. And this is all, we're open to ideas, and we want the community to kind of help us with this as well. But then we're going to use the podcast as, you know, there's 4 weeks in a month. One of those weeks is going to be a week where we can highlight a nonprofit and the work that they're doing, just because at some times they don't have a voice. Their social media followers, they might only have 200-300 people, and not many people are seeing the work that they're doing. So if we can help them through the podcast and highlight that work, and then also just with basic promotions. I mean, we do own a marketing company as well. So helping them clean up their website, maybe helping them create some social media graphics, some photography, and just posting it on our page, helping them share the word, and then driving donations. Because at the end of the day, the only way that these nonprofit organizations can do the work that they do, it takes money. It takes staff. It takes volunteers. It takes money for these families. So, and we're going to really try our best to look all over the city and find unique opportunities to get our hands dirty and get out there and make a real difference. Because, you know, we recently did work with the Little Bit Foundation, and God bless them. They lost a lot of the donations that they had in their warehouse due to the flood. But they're building back up.
The rain that happened a couple weeks ago or months ago, it damaged their warehouse. And so again, like, that's a company that thrives on donations from the community. And so, you know, just recognizing, you know, we did the t-shirt drive to help get backpacks and things, supplies to students, only for what it was a week later for that heavy rain to take it all away. And so, you know, that's devastating for an organization like that. And so we just want to make sure that, again, like, it's not a one time a year kind of thing. Like, it's not like, okay, well, it's, you know, getting cold outside, let's go feed, you know, people at St. Patrick Center. It's like, this should be something that you guys are focusing on. And I'm not, again, I'm not, you know, on a preaching pedestal or anything, because, you know, we have work to do as well. But we just want to use the platform for good and encourage people to get involved. And that's the most important thing, is just seeing like how you can help others. Because if you haven't noticed, almost every guest we've had on the show talks about how, and especially like people who aren't actually from St. Louis initially, I cannot talk today. They talk about just how they've never seen so much collaboration in a city. And so like, that is such a wonderful positive thing that we do. And so like, what better than to all come together and just support businesses that really do need it and people who really need help and who really need resources.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, with Bucket List Gives, it's more of just an initiative on our point to keep us accountable to, on a monthly basis, it's, you know, once or twice a month, we're going to put in work and we're going to find time on the weekends. We're going to, you know, find time when we can and really just shed light, because we have 103,000 followers on Instagram, which is about a third of the St. Louis population at this point. I mean, there's only 300,000 people in St. Louis. So when you think of it that way, it's like, yes, people follow us for events to do in St. Louis. They follow us for places to eat. They follow us for places that make great cocktails and stuff like that. And we're still going to do everything. We're not changing anything that we do with that. We're just going to sprinkle in some feel good content, some feel good stories, and even some sad stuff that people need to know. You know, whether it be homelessness, whether it be youth that don't have pants that fit them, or they don't have a backpack that looks like the other kids' backpacks. You know, and so many other things, people with special needs, there's so many other organizations, and there's more popping up on a daily basis because people are so driven by giving back. So what better thing than Bucket List Gives?
Yeah. Keep it going.
Yeah. So we're going to make a commitment with that. We're going to be rolling out some exciting stuff, some ways that you guys can get connected, and really just share the link on our website for people to just submit it. I mean, obviously we cannot help every single person.
But if we start in November, right? And or December, and then we do that once a month. That's only 12 a year, guys. And so like, with what, 103,000 followers, like how many people can we get to, you know, highlight as many nonprofits as we can. So there's just so many foundations. There's a lot of love to give. Again, once a month, definitely, maybe twice if we can make that happen. And just the more, the better. And it's never about making yourself feel good. That is part of it. As human nature, it's never about like, I want to feel good about what I'm doing. It's about helping other people feel good and feel heard and feel seen and not disregarded for rather a disability or, you know, a disservice or, you know, just something that they don't have the opportunity to have, you know, just using what we have just to give back and help those in need.
Yeah. I think that that's perfectly well said. And remember the name Bucket List Gives. Like I said, we're not starting our own nonprofit. We just want to use the platform to support others. And we're going to find ways to do that. We're going to get creative. We're going to put in more late nights, more than we probably already do, which there's only so many hours in the day. So we really need the community to come behind us and help us with this and give us suggestions. We look at every single message we get. So if you guys do want to just send us a message, like we might not see it right away, but we will see that.
It takes a while to go through all that.
Yeah, we will see it at one point and we will respond. And even if we heart the message, you know, we did see the message and we do take that in to consideration. But this page is not about me. It's not about Marissa. It's not about our team. It's about a community. It's a community page. And we want to keep it that way. And we want to do more because there's people in St. Louis right now, like we've had some on the show, like that are doing work behind the scenes that nobody knows about. And nobody has to know about it. There's people that are helping. And if we can get more people around that, and it doesn't even have to be monetary, you don't have to, you know, spend your hard earned money, but you can, you know, spend a couple hours, working with us and come hang out with us and, you know, come volunteer and have a good time and, support locals, support St. Louis and, give.
I'm just excited. This is like, just once you do some type of community work, it's really hard to stop. I think like just the impact and the seriously, I know we say community a lot, but the sense of community that it brings to engage and like talk to other people and come together for a cause, there is just nothing like it. So I'm excited about it. And we are looking forward to all of the recommendations of different ways we can get involved. So just stay tuned, guys, for the information that we put out. That way you guys can give us feedback. And we look forward just to coming together and giving back.
Yeah, perfectly said again. You're so wonderful. This was so fun, guys. We'll drop links on social media. We'll put links in our link tree on our Instagram. And then in the show notes of this episode, you can actually do that as well. So go on there, fill it out. It will also have a spot for volunteers. So if you guys want to get on that list, we can always extend the invite. You know, no worries, no harm, but we can extend the invite to you guys. And we really want to build something special. That's one of the things that I say and I have said since I started in business was building a business is can be cool. You can make money. You can work when you want to work. You know, people, you know, there's all these benefits, but really building something special is when you build something that's bigger than you. And that's what we're trying to do. And that's the mission. And it starts with the people, the places, and the things that make St. Louis special. So appreciate you guys for tuning into episode 35. Of course, you know, shout out, you know, Half Coast Studios. They have been a blessing to us, allowing us to even do a podcast. As a small group, a young group, it's really hard to create an episode that sounds this good. And we're really grateful for them. And then of course, the Regional Arts Commission of St. Louis, the largest public funder of art in St. Louis. Mm. If you guys didn't know, I mean, we are actually we punch way above our weight when it comes to art and arts programs. More people travel to St. Louis for arts than sports. And we have some pretty great sports teams as well that sell out a lot. So check in with them and we'll see you guys next week and send us a DM. Let us know what you guys want to hear. So appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.